Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, November 20th, 2025. Art meets science this weekend in Blue Hill, and we're all invited.
My name is Dr. Charles Rolski. I'm Executive Director and Senior Research Scientist at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, Maine.
I'm Marnie Sinclair. I'm an artist and one of the coordinators for this show, along with Jane Herbert. We're both from Damariscotta.
I'm really excited that the Shaw Institute is hosting this PFAS and microplastic exhibit. It's such a natural fit into the research that we're currently conducting across the state of Maine. And, you know, science is really important. We can uncover new things. We can lead to innovation in how we're able to work on critical contaminants such as PFAS and plastic pollution. But we can only go so far. And art is really able to go across all of these boundaries and connect with people in ways that science really can't. So for us to be able to host this exhibit is so meaningful. We're incredibly grateful to Jane and Marnie for selecting us for this honor. And we're just so excited to be able to sort of stand at that intersection between art and science and be able to communicate things in such a diverse way and in a really creative way.
And we are delighted to be at the Shaw Institute. There are 11 of us, 11 artists. We are hoping to raise awareness about plastics, unsustainable problems, through creative work that can reinforce the scientific facts. Science creates the building blocks for truth, while art speaks to the aesthetic in a variety of ways while telling an interesting story through visual interpretation.
So our exhibit will be at the Shaw Institute at 55 Main Street in Blue Hill on Saturday, November 22nd. It begins at 4 p.m. We're going to have wine and cheese provided by the Blue Hill Wine Shop. Jane and Marnie will be there to talk to the folks that attend. I'll be giving a short lecture just about the science that we're doing, how it connects to the art. We're really excited for the event and are so honored to have it in Blue Hill.
Susan Smith, who is also an artist and a professor at UMaine Orono, is part of the exhibit, and hopefully she'll come to the opening as well. So we're really looking forward to meeting everybody there and talking about the art.
This event is free to the public. If they could donate $5 to help cover supplies, that would be terrific. But if not, just enjoy the free events and have a good time. Enjoy the art and speak with any of us about the science. We're just happy to have people join us. To find out more about the Shaw Institute, please go to www.shawinstitute.org. We do have an events section and a calendar where people can go to see and learn more about the event. In case they missed the location or the time, they can always travel there to learn that information.
Great. And Marnie, where can people see your work other than this exhibit? Do you have a website or a place where you normally show your work?
A website. It's marniesinclair.net. And I have a gallery here in Damariscotta on the Bristol Road, the Sinclair Gallery. I'd just like to say very quickly that science has always inspired my art. I've been doing this since 2010, and I usually come up with an idea, research the idea through science, and then that informs the art. So this is a perfect fit for me and for everybody else in the show.
Is that your work I can see behind you?
No, it's my granddaughter's duck.
Duck, and there's something else there. Okay, well, I like the duck too, so if she got that from you, that's great. All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Amy.
That was Dr. Charles Rolski from the Shaw Institute and artist Marnie St. Clair. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.